The reading's taken from Mark 11, verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them,
"Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.'"
They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked,
"What are you doing untying that colt?"
They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on them. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, whilst others spread branches they had cut in the fields. And those who went ahead and those who followed shouted,
"Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heavens."
Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, it's Palm Sunday again. It hardly seems possible that it's a year around since the last one. We've got our palm crosses. Children, what are they not? They're not swords. They're palm crosses, and we can wave them, but we don't fight each other with them. Wrong, bad. Don't do that. This story of Palm Sunday and of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem and of the hosannas and the palm leaves and the donkey and the crowds, it's a little bit unusual in the Bible because it appears in all four Gospels. It appears in Matthew and in Mark and in Luke and in John, and there's not a lot of things that appear across all the Gospels. And they all tell the same story. They've all got the same bits in them of the crowds and the shouting and the bit of the Bible that Jesus talks about, and it's got the donkey and the palm leaves. It's got all of those bits. But each of the other, they all tell then something that's slightly different in each story. And some tell Jesus going straight to the temple, and some have him clearing the temple, and they've all got a slightly different emphasis, but they all tell the same story. But one of the things that wasn't in, and I wonder if you can spot this now because I picked it deliberately, one of the things that wasn't in the story that Ethan just read for us so brilliantly was one bit of the story. And I wonder if you notice what it might have been. What was missing from the story that Ethan read us? Anybody spot it? No? Well, I'll tell you. It's the children. It was the children shouting and creating a fuss. It talks about the crowds, and it talks about the followers and those going ahead and those following on behind. But it was missing the little bit about the children. If we can have up the next scripture, this is where Jesus goes into the temple, and this is what it says. If you can see that, let's read this together. When the religious leaders saw the outrageous things Jesus was doing, and the children running and shouting through the temple, "Hosanna to David's son," they were up in arms and took him to task. And the next slide. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" Jesus said, "Yes, I hear them. And haven't you read in God's word, 'From the mouths of children and babies, I'll furnish little praise.'" One of the things that's really interesting is wherever important things happen in the story of Jesus, children are not very far away. In fact, children appear an awful lot in the Bible. And for children in those days, it was really anybody who was under 13. At 13, a young man would have a service in church where he was called a bar mitzvah, and he would become a man. And so who here is 13? Is anybody here who's 13? I know a couple of the girls are behind. Any of the boys 13? Yes? Well, I can see it. Yeah? Right. Well, you would be having a special service in church. When was your birthday? 10th of May is your birthday. Just gone. Okay, so about a year ago, 10th of May, you'd have been having a special service. You'd have come in, you'd have opened the Bible, and you'd have read the Bible to us. And from that point on, you wouldn't be a child anymore. You'd be a man. Of course you are. That's right. You. And for the girls at 13, where the girls were 13?
What?
And not quite yet. Coming up. And Isabel, anybody else? Any of the girls 13? More? Okay. Well, you'd be getting ready to get married. I would be meeting with somebody else's dad, probably with Finn's dad. And we'd be haggling over the price. I mean, over the dowry. I'm trying to work out how much you're worth before we gave you to Finn to be his wife. See, so the children, they were people under 13. So who's under 13? Who's here who's less than 13? Yeah, a few of you. So children are really important in the Bible story. In fact, let's look at one or two of these. Let's have the next slide. I don't know where that hum is still coming. Can we turn off the amps one by one until we find out which one it is? Okay. So here from Matthew. It's that one. There we go. So here from Matthew, let's read this. As we say, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Unless you can change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Just think how serious that is. Jesus said, unless you change. So those of you who have grown up, unless you learn something else and remember something and change back to something about being like a child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Not you will do if you belong to the right family or have the right education or say the right things or have the right... Unless you can become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So here's an important teaching, really important. And what's Jesus using as an example? He's using children. What about the next one? Because it says, goes on to say that Jesus took a child and then he said this. Let's read this together. Whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. When we welcome children into the church, when we take the children in our arms and we dedicate them, when we say to the children, you are welcome in church, when we have our family service and say, you know what, for this week, we're going to sing your songs and we're going to be loud and we're going to do silly things like gunge tanks and games and children's songs, we're welcoming Jesus. Jesus said, whenever you welcome a little child and say, you are welcome here, we welcome Jesus. That's really serious teaching. That's really important teaching. And what is it that Jesus uses? He uses a child as an example. Let's just have one more reading. This one's on two slides. And let's read this together. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. Let the children come to me. And do not hinder them. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. The kingdom of God belongs. It's theirs. They own it. It's not that they can come and join in with the adults' church. It's not that the children will put up with them until they're big enough to become full members. It says the kingdom. And I know the kingdom and the church isn't quite the same thing, but it says the kingdom belongs to such as these. Whenever Jesus wanted to talk about something important, or whenever he wanted to make a point, it was children that he went to. And here, perhaps one of the most important parts of the gospel story, one of the most important parts of the Bible story, where Jesus is revealed as king, so important that all four gospel writers thought they had to write about it. It's the children who are the carriers of the message. Blessed is he who comes on the name. Here comes King Jesus. I want to very quickly say two things. One to the adults and one to the children. To the adults, we've got to take this seriously as a church, of what it means to welcome little children such as these, what it means to understand that the kingdom belongs to such as these, what it means to have a church where the littlest amongst us, where it doesn't matter, can I borrow a child? If I risk it, can I pick you up? What does it mean Where? Which one is it? Ellis. What does it mean? Where Ellis, as an important part of this church, as whoever's playing the music, or doing the reading, or preaching the sermon, or welcoming people at the door, or doing the sound desk. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Did I make the right choice with which one to pick up? There we go. We've got to take that seriously as a church, and that's something I want us over the... Oh, do you want to come as well? Do you want to come and say hello? Look at all those people. And they love you, and you belong. Yeah, he's not so sure now. Oh, it doesn't want to let go now. There we go. We've got to take this seriously, and over the next year or so, I want us to be praying about what does it mean to have a church where children are not just put up with or tolerated, or where we'll put some stuff on so we can get them looked after while we have proper church, but to be a church where we say the kingdom of God belongs to such as these, and unless we're welcoming them, we're not welcoming Jesus. That's what I want to say to the adults. And to the children, I want to say this to you. I want you to listen very carefully. If this church is your church, if you belong here, if the kingdom is made up of people like you, then you've got responsibilities. You don't just come, sing the songs you want to be entertained. It means you're part of this church, you're part of the body, and you've got ministry, and you've got jobs, and it's important that you worship, and it's important that you take part, and it's important that you get involved. And on a Sunday morning when your mum comes and wakes you and says, get up, it's time for church, that you don't say, oh, do I have to go? I don't want to go to church this morning. Because this is your church. And the church only exists when you come, when we gather together. So if you're part of this church, you're responsible, whether you're 7 or 70. Because Jesus said, the kingdom belongs to such as you. So this Palm Sunday, we're so glad we've got people who are 6, 7 months old, a year old. We're glad we've got people in their 80s, because together, as a body, the youngest and the oldest, we are the body of Christ in this place. Amen. Let's finish with the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.